Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 62 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study today of Obadiah with a devotion titled, Justice Spoken. R.C. Sproul once wrote, God has no malice in His purity, no maliciousness in His actions. God does not delight in the death of the wicked, even though He decrees it. His judgments upon evil are rooted in His righteousness, not in some distorted malice in His character. Like an earthly judge weeps when He sends the guilty for punishment, God rejoices in the justness of it, but gets no glee from the pain of those justly punished. Our text for today is from Obadiah chapter 1, verses 15 through 18. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the nations. As you have done, it shall be done to you. Your deeds shall return on your own head. For as you have drunk on my holy mountain, so all the nations shall drink continually. They shall drink and swallow, and shall be as though they had never been. But in Mount Zion there shall be those who escape, and it shall be holy. And the house of Jacob shall possess their own possessions. The house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau stubble. They shall burn them and consume them, and there shall be no survivor for the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken. Justice is one of God's attributes and flows from His perfect righteousness. Notice the emphasis on God's justice in the following scriptures. From the second half of verse 18 of Isaiah 30, For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for Him. From Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, The rock, His work is perfect, for all His ways are justice, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is He. God sets the ultimate standard because He is holy. God always acts impartially because He is the perfect judge. God must keep His promises because His word is true. He always does what is right because He is righteous. Therefore, God's justice demands that sin be punished. Robert Mounts writes, All caricatures of God which ignore His intense hatred for sin reveal more about man than about God. In a moral universe, God must, of necessity, oppose evil. God's justice is on display in Obadiah chapter 1, verses 15 through 18. God lets Edom know that while sorrow and disaster fell first upon Judah, it will come upon Edom also. Their day is near. That's from verse 15. As you have done, it shall be done to you. David Guzik gives the following commentary on this statement. God will give simple justice to the Edomites, no more and no less. What they did to the people of Judah will also be done to them. The same principle is true for us. So if we want mercy from God, we do well to give mercy to others. There is a sense in which God's judgment against Edom was just the fulfillment of His promise to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. The Edomites cursed Israel, so they were cursed. If we want to be blessed, we should bless the Jewish people. In verse 16, Obadiah utilizes a common metaphor from God's word, the cup of God's wrath. This cup will be poured out for his enemies to consume. That's from Psalm 60, verse 3. In 586 BC, God's people faced his justice. Now, Jerusalem's enemies, including Edom, would have their turn at drinking God's wrath. God's justice will be so severe for Edom that it will appear as though they had never been. That's from verse 16. In verse 17, Obadiah takes another approach to God's justice by referencing Mount Zion. In Scripture, Mount Zion is primarily a metaphor for the holy, heavenly, and eternal city of the New Jerusalem. The house of Jacob is another reference to Israel. In the future, Israel will be set apart as holy and will be delivered from its scattered state to finally and fully take back the promised land. God will redeem and restore his people, and they shall possess all that God has for them. In verse 18, Obadiah prophesies with the imagery of fire. God's people will become his instruments to bring God's judgment to Edom. God's justice will prevail, and Edom will receive the justice that God's law demands. The day for their justice is near, and none will escape God's verdict. Some questions to consider. What comes to mind when you think of God's justice? What is your response to Obadiah's prophecy in the second half of verse 15? As you have done, it shall be done to you. Your deeds shall return on your own head. And finally, from verse 17, how does that speak to God's faithfulness? But in Mount Zion, there shall be those who escape, and it shall be holy, and the house of Jacob shall possess their own possessions. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.